morning, everybody. And here we are in Parshas Shoftim. Towards the end of the parasha, we have all the dinim of Am Yisrael going out to the wall, so we know there's all sorts of people. There's someone on the other side. There we go. Yes. We have all the dinim of going out to the wall, so we know that there's all sorts of people who we tell them to go back from the battlefront, we send them home. Final one in that category, the Yosu HaShoshim Ledaber Ha'om, here it's not called the Tet. Ha'omru, they say, Miho Ish HaYori V'Rach HaLeva. Who is the one who is afraid and faint-hearted? Yelech V'Yoshev Zabetoi should go back to his house. So Lo Yimach V'Zavah Nechot Kilevo. So anybody who is, simple meaning anybody who is scared, he doesn't think he can face up to battle, we send him home. So we have our Machlokes in Chazal. Who exactly are we referring to over here? Actually, the Machlokes in the Mishnah, no less. Let's have a look at the Mishnah in Tosafot. The Yosfu HaShotrim Ledaber El Ha. So this topic. The Shotrim speaks to the people and they say, who is afraid he should go back to his house? Rabbi Kiva again. So Rabbi Kiva says, Hayori Barat Haleva Tamashmoy. Pasuk is to be understood in a simple sense. She'eri Yachel Lamed V'Kishrei HaMukomi is not able to stand up to the challenges of war when there is Teret Shlupa and to see a sword drawn. That's the first opinion of the Akiva. There's three opinions. Second opinion of the Akiva again. Hayori Barat Haleva, one who is afraid. Zero Hamis Yore in HaVeiroit Sheba Yodoi. This is one who is afraid, not physically afraid, but he is afraid that he doesn't have sufficient chutz. He's worried because of Aveiroit Sheba Yodoi. Because he has Aveiroit. The Tichot Tosol Loi Torah Kol Elu Shiachta Vizlava, and that is the reason, in fact, that we put this whole a number of categories of people together. All the people go home for other reasons, and then we send them all home in one shot. So nobody knows who's going home for what reason. Some people shouldn't say, oh, see, he's done a lot of Aveiroit. He's going to go home.
Most people must be worried that the customers
aren't going to. Most people must be worried about that, yeah. Who's going to be left?
Probably there's two or three people left in the queue.
So who were left? Tzadikim.
Just me. Gabby and Dupingo.
Probably didn't understand the question.
The story I heard was that he made the claim.
Yes, the famous story of the Maskilim, I'm not sure exactly where and when.
But the story is that she said, who has a new house and then a different
place.
And then
who has a new house? Okay, the play wasn't pretty accurate.
A new house, I can't find.
When
the conference
of the time, he said that was totally accurate.
No. Yeah, the punchline of things, the story was that they sort of made this play to mock the Torah, so the who was left at the end of this whole thing, you know, I don't know, it wasn't so was a tiger, side whisk, and somebody else. So that's how they sort of tried to poke fun. So when they sent this over the whole time to get started, maybe the whole time, and he said that they're 100% right, and the point is that when Am Yisrael is doing Rav Hashem, those people won the war. Because we talk about a war that is waged, when we talk about real war of Am Yisrael, a war that is waged on the basis of soil, or on the basis of physical power. Alright.
Probably one real
Sabbath
and you're
having a drive. He's the guy, you've got to find him. One real Sabbath. Yeah.
Look in the page, I made the hill, see them all there.
You will. Right. Let's carry on. So, I'll call funny, that's the middle shitter of Yotzi Agadim. Somebody who's afraid of Haveris Shebiyot. And then we've got a final shitter of Yotzi. Now, Yotzi appears to be very similar, but he describes specific Haveris. Rav Yotzi, on the other hand, when we send somebody home, for example, Almodah Kohen Gadol, somebody who has married a lady who is not permitted to marry, Almodah gets married to a Kohen Gadol, a Grusha or a Chalufa to a Kohen Hebiot, etc., etc., and a number of similar examples. These are included in Yori Barat HaLevo, so he's also saying scared because of Averis, and he mentions some specific Averis. As opposed to the previous Shitter of Yotzi Agadili, who just says generally one who is scared because of Averis and doesn't give any specific example. Let's go straight to the Gemara here. The Gemara questions, my Ika, being of Yotzi, nor of Yotzi Agadili. What is the Nafka Mida between Rav Yossi and Rav Yossi Agdil? They're both saying that he's scared because of Averus. So what exactly is the difference between them?
One is more strict.
Well, what is a specific example?
That means that
the example of examples. What does it seem to have understood it that way? These examples are only these, like, okay, anything else. Because we can't see any reason why these laughing are particularly more humble than any other laughing. Yes. So the Gemara says the following thing. Ikebeinayu, the difference would be Avera the Rabbana. The difference would be somebody who has an Avera which is a Rabbana. As we say, the final opinion gave us these examples. These are all examples of Averis which are clearly very right. If somebody who has not got any concern of an Averis very right, but does have an Averis that are bottom, that would be the last kimura. The final shizzer of Yossi is saying only, we tell you sent him home because of Averis very right. So the previous shizzer of Yossi, then in the middle shizzer, he says even an Averis that are bottom. And now the word comes to something very surprising, which I want to focus on a bit more. Kamal Avla or the Tagim. Now, what will we do with the following brighter? It says in the brighter, Sod Bein Tefillah Nitfillah. If one speaks between one of the Tfillin and the next one of the Tfillin, between the Tfillin Shal Yad and the Tfillin Shal Rosh. The brighter writes, Avera Yibiyodu, it is an Avera. The Chodizer Aleh Be'orete Hamal Chavah, and it is a significantly serious Avera that one sends somebody home because of this Aveira. Now who does this? Bitman says the Gemara, Kamal, obviously Rav Yossi Haglili, it goes with the middle opinion that we send home even for an Aveira de Rabbana. There's certainly no, whatever is wrong with speaking to one Tfilin and the next Tfilin, it's not an Aveira de right. It's an Aveira de Rabbana. So it goes with Rav Yossi Haglili that we send home even for an Aveira de Rabbana. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. I'd like to focus on a little more clearly what exactly is wrong with speaking between one of the tefillin and the next one of the tefillin. What is so bad about it? Well, not very the right, though, but the Gemara does call it an Avera de Rabbanan. Oh, so let's look at this point. Is it because of the Brach? So, in order to understand that point a bit more fully, let's just give some background regarding the Brachis of tefillin. The Gemara says in Menachos, Abaye bar Rabba Amri Travai, lo yitzoch, if one did not speak, mevarech at. If one did not speak, one makes one bracha. Tzoch, if one did speak, mevarech shtayim, one has to make two brachas. There are two ways in the Rishonim to understand this Gemara. Again, if one doesn't speak, the Gemara says mevarech at, one bracha. If one does speak, then the Gemara says two brachos. So there's two ways to understand this in the Rishonim, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So Rashi learns what we might call kipshutai mamash. Exactly simple reading of the Gemara. If you don't speak at all, mavarek at, you make one bracha, i.e., you start out with the bracha of Lahamiya on the Shaliyat, and that is all you make. You make one bracha. And that bracha covers you equally so for the Shal Rosh as well. If you do speak, so then you have interrupted. The bracha is no longer able to cover you for the Shal Rosh. So then you have to come and make a fresh, separate bracha for the Shal Rosh, which is the bracha of Aldis. And that, if I'm not mistaken, is the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Shulchan Aruch passes. If I'm not mistaken, that is what the Sfarim do Ad HaYoyim HaZeh. Rabbeinu Tam had a different way of learning the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam learned that this line of the Gemara, if you don't speak one bracha, and if you do speak two brachas, is entirely focusing on the Tfilin Shal Rosh. It focuses on the Tfilin Shal Rosh. In other words, normal, average, standard halacha every day, you make one bracha on the tefillin shel yad, and you don't speak, and you make a second bracha on the tefillin shel rosh. That's loyal stuff, you don't speak. You make one bracha on the tefillin shel rosh. If you do speak, then you have to make two brachas on the tefillin shel rosh. Both, right? Both Lahamiyah and Al Mitzvah. If you speak, then two brachas on the Tfilin Shalrosh. If you don't speak, one bracha on the Tfilin Shalrosh, one bracha on the Tfilin Shalrosh. In other words, let's give a little more the sort of Svara, the understanding what's going on in this Rebbeinu Tam. It is hard to understand that there's a bracha on the general mitzvah like we have all Birkas HaMitzvahs, which is Lahamiyah, which we make on the Shalyah, and needs to cover you for the Shalrosh as well. And over here, for some reason or other, they were also attacking a particular bracha on the completion of the mitzvah, on putting on the Shalrosh, which is the Gemar of the mitzvah. So the bracha of Lahamiyah needs to cover you for both. So in normal practice, you don't speak. Lahamiyah covers you for both. And therefore you only need to make one bracha when you arrive at the Shalrosh, which is the bracha on the Gemara of the mitzvah. If, however, you do speak, so then, not only do you need the bracha on the Gemara of the mitzvah like you normally need, al mitzvah, but you also need a regular bracha on the mitzvah. And al mitzvah. So if you do speak, you have to make two brachas on the Shalrosh.
Sure. And if you made one on the Shalrosh already, you
could, doesn't help you. If you speak,
I understand that the Melvin question. You did make one on the Shalrosh.
Yeah.
There's not having been a test. You don't make there that the whole brachas of the
Shalrosh.
No. But if you spoke before you finished the Shalrosh, yeah, I presume you have to go and do that again.
Oh, yes, before you finish the Shalrosh.
Finish the Shalrosh.
No. Yeah, probably would, but that's almost not the Kadesh Yatta, because the main kiyum of mitzvah is completed as soon as you've gone.
So take
one breath, tighten on your arm, and it won't come off.
Yeah.
Once or twice breath
before you do that.
You're right. If you would speak already before you've done that, somehow, very quickly, right away, then you would lose the brach on the shaliyah too. We're talking after that. Yeah. If you speak.
If you
don't speak. So this is the minhag of the Ashkenazim. If you don't speak, then the Lahamiyah on the Shalyah, the Al Mitzvah on the Shalrosh. If you would speak, then you would have to say two brachas on the Shalrosh.
Right, but the second Lahamiyah makes the first one in Batala, or not?
No, because the Shalyah is a mitzvah
separate.
Not the Batala, but it's just you support yourself.
You lose the
Lahamiyah for the Shalrosh. So you need the Lahamiyah for the Shalrosh, and in addition, you need other choices, but you always need it.
It just doesn't help you. It's like if you ate a fruit and you went outside.
Right, something different like that. It doesn't cover you anymore for the for the continuation. So now let's come back to the Gemara that we were talking about. If somebody speaks between the two sets of tefillin, between the two tefillin between Shalyah and Shalrosh, Averi Gibriyadu. So, what exactly is the Averi? So now we can understand very simply, in truth, doesn't make a difference whether you go with Rashi, the minhag of the Sephardi, or you go with Rabbi Tam, the minhag of the Ashkenazi. Either way, with speaking, you've caused yourself to make an extra bracha, a bracha she'enot tzricha. Either according to Rashi, you didn't need until now any bracha on the Shalrosh, and now you need one, or according to Rabbi Tam, it would have been sufficient on the Shalrosh, just al mitzvah, and now you need Lahamiyah. And through speaking, you've called yourself a bracha she'ena tzricha. So to call yourself a bracha she'ena tzricha is a significant enough avera that chayzer olel ve'orfei anulchom. And that indeed is how some of the Meforshim explain on that Gemara that that is the avera. Surprisingly enough, let's just mention, that is one Pirush in the Gemara. Rashi, for some reason, which is a reason that needs discussion, for some reason Rashi does not explain that way. That's how Tosfos explains, says the Rosh, but Rashi does not explain that way. He doesn't say that that's the Avera. Rashi says the Avera is, if you spoke between the two brothers, and you did not go and make another brother on the next tefillin, like you should have, having spoken, so you go ahead and perform that mitzvah effectively without a bracha, that's the idea. But implying that if you go ahead and make a bracha, as you're supposed to in this situation, then it's not an avera to be choydor ole al me'orfei anulchom. The avera is, according to Rashi, the fact that you go ahead, it more means, if you go ahead and put on the next tefillin without making another bracha like you're supposed to, the Aveira is the Aveira of performing a mitzvah without a brocha. Now, of course, you question Rashi, why does he do that? Well, what's wrong with the more simple interpretation of the Gemara? That the Aveira is because of brocha shein itzri. That needs understanding, needs understanding. I'd like to come back to something else. What will be in a situation where there is no concern of causing a brocha shein itzri by speaking between Tfilin Shel Yad and Tfilin Shel Rosh? You've got a guy putting on Tfilin in a situation where there's no concern of causing brocha shein itzri. I'll give you an example. Not so practical to us, but it could have once been practical. We know that on Chol HaMoed, in some places in the world, people put tefillin on. Right? In Eretz Yisrael, all those. But in Kuflaret, the main minhag of the Ashkenazi is to put tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And according to many minhagim, we put tefillin on without a bracha. There's no bracha, so here you are putting tefillin on without a bracha. From the beginning to the end, no bracha. Shel Yad, Shel Rosh, without a bracha. Obviously, the reason no bracha is because of the suffix of the poskim, whether to put tefillin on the Chol HaMoed or not. So you put it on without a bracha. Not because even if what we surely want to make a bracha on Kiyum HaMitzvah, but the bottom line is that Kiyum HaMitzvah without a bracha is still Kiyum HaMitzvah. You've lost the bracha. But it's still called a mitzvah. If a person would, you know, let's say a person would eat matzah, and he wouldn't make a bracha for some reason. It's still called that he ate matzah. It's not the correct thing to do. You're not supposed to go ahead and perform mitzvahs without a mitzvah, without a bracha.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, it's up to the cash. If he comes and asks the rabbi now, oh, what should I do? We wouldn't be able to tell him, go and eat another kazayit and make a bracha. Because he's already fulfilled the mitzvah, it's too late. So the cure of mitzvah isn't dependent on making a bracha. One is supposed to make a bracha. One is not supposed to go and perform mitzvah without making a bracha. But it's not dependent on that. So that's why, according to many, one puts tefillin on Chol HaMoed without a bracha. So what will be on a Chol HaMoed? Here he is putting on Shel Yad, and he wants to speak before he puts on Shel Rosh. Is there anything wrong? Or we can have other examples of this. Somebody who puts on tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. So tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, people put on without a bracha. Or somebody who took off his tefillin for a few minutes with da'as to put him back on in a situation where he's not obliged in a fresh bracha. So this shayla is itself in the state of true tradition. If you take the tefillin off and you have da'as to put them back on.
I understood.
No, if you go to the bathroom, you have to make a fresh bracha. So it wouldn't be so, yeah, why else would you do it? But
okay.
If there would be such a situation. So we would think, following the logic we've said till now, if there's no problem of Rafa Kedah Tzricha, why shouldn't you speak? Well, what's the problem? But in fact, the true salvation told us the future. Filling the Chol HaMoed. Filling the Chol HaMoed is smart, he thought they were filling the smart. We mentioned Shekota, the toy that the Akhlo Brahma. Who's right, someone puts on filling without the Brahma. Based on Hanoigim King. Those who follow this Minhag. In Medabri, they fill in this filling. Come on, speak between one and another. Nere, says the true salvation, Da'zinu She'ein Gomorokim. Even if one is not making any Brahma, also, one should not speak between one and another. And he quotes the Gemara in the Torah that we learned, if one speaks to one and another, it's an Aveira, and one needs to go back from the battlefield. The Ein Hatam Zatka, Mishum, the Navy Asmud of Rafa Shein and Tricholi, says the Truman's legend on the last line, the reason they're not specifically because of Rafa Shein and Tricholi could be that too. But even without that, out of the noise, even when there's no concern of Rosh Hashanah Tricha, Yesh Aveira Lahotziah. It is wrong to interrupt between the two tefillin. So why is it wrong? The translation doesn't explain, that is the end of the short piece, and he doesn't say. So, there is a Rav who also goes down this road and explains a little further. bottom of the sheet. Mishum hachiyam rinam, the thought they still have this filler are very ibiyotin. Mishum, the achal gav dishtay mitzvotay. Although in fact, tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish are two separate mitzvot. To the extent that if there would be a situation where somebody only had one, he would put on the one on its own. The person will only have a shel yad available. Will only have a shel roish available. He would put on the one on its own.
People would have a problem with their arm.
Despite that, nevertheless, in the regular scenario where one is able to be mekayem both mitzvahs, given this sid, the sinning shel yad and shel roish, b'hoyah lois al yotzol is korvei and nefer, that mentioned together with the same word b'hoyah, they should both be. They have to be done in one shot. Since the Pasuk puts them together as one, although halachically they can be done separately, but since the Pasuk puts them as one, they need to be done in one shot. And indeed, that is how Mishnah Berurah Paskin, that is halacha l'maaseh. He mentions all these three examples that we spoke about: Kol HaMoed, Tefillin of Ramei Nitzav, or somebody who takes tefillin off and has intention to put them back on in such a situation where no bracha is required. Nevertheless, all these cases of no bracha, one still should not interrupt between one tefillin and another. Now let's take a look at some other one or two other applications of yes interrupting, not interrupting between one tefillin and another. So what about, because this is pretty common, what happens if you are in shul and you are in the middle of putting tefillin on and you hear Kaddish, Kedusha, Dvarim Shebi Kedusha, exactly in between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh? So right, exactly. So well done, the shulchan aruch tells us that lo yafsik lamit imohim. One should not answer el shoytik v'shomer. Or one should do it. One should be quiet for a minute, hear what they're saying. U'machavin l'ma she'oimrim, and is a type of shomer ka'oine, sort of yokte, the answering by hearing the other people who are answering. Now the Mishnah Berurah said about this: indeed, if you did interrupt, then one needs to make a fresh bracha. It's included in the halachos that we've learned. The one who speaks in between needs a fresh bracha. No, so once you put on the second one, the shel rosh, you make the bracha and you put it on.
Then
that comes an interesting twist in these halachos. What will be on the Kol HaMoed? Kol HaMoed to the people who put tefillin on Kol HaMoed without the bracha. So here too, right? We love the Yom Tov, also not allowed to be matzik. It says the Mishnah Berurah, over here you have an eitzah. Why? Instead of keeping quiet and not answering on Mediation with Rabbah, which is not told